Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It is 8:32. Joining us on the line is Eldred Jordan. He is the CEO and founder of GovChat. They had a case where that they took to the Competitions Commission last week, and I told you about that. GovChat had to interdict to stop Facebook from removing it from WhatsApp. Joining us on the line is Eldred Jordan to tell us about that. Eldred, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I think it's the first time that we speak for 2021. I really want to wish you a better 2021 than we had 2020, and I hope that you and your listeners are going to have a really awesome year. Thank you.
Thank you, Eldred. And to you, your family, and everybody as well. So our listeners are aware of what GovChat is. It was created initially to be an interface between citizens of South Africa as well as government reporting on things and getting information. It then quickly morphed as you got involved with COVID-19. It became a reference point. I know that I used it quite a lot. Where's the nearest testing center? Should I be tested? Shouldn't I be tested? It became that communication, and then it developed further to become an access point for potential recipients of SASSA grants to be able to submit information. So it has become very quickly a critical tool for South Africans to be able to communicate with government. All of this is going swimmingly, and then what happens?
Yes, Howard, you know, we obviously started out as this communication platform between citizens and government reporting municipal issues. So we integrated into all of the municipalities, allowing citizens to report, you know, water and electricity issues, and then very quickly adapted the technology to address the COVID-19 concerns that government and citizens were having. And we were really successful in being able to, first of all, digitize the social relief of distress grant, allowing about 6 million South Africans to apply for their grant without needing to visit a SASSA office or needing to stand in a queue, which was remarkable. This has never been done before. And then, you know, as the president announced that the platform, the WhatsApp line would also be used part of the COVID Connect project to be able to allow citizens to get their test results, whether you have medical aid or whether you are using public health institutions, that you can still get your test results using our WhatsApp line. Now, this obviously, you know, has come as a concern for GovChat, because WhatsApp has informed us that we have breached the terms of service, and we were like, that is a bit crazy. And we've been trying to engage with them to address their concerns for months, but you know, every time we just sense them shifting the goalposts, making making requests and trying to push for like things that, you know, is not possible. And so at a last resort, Howard, we've needed to apply, to the competition commission to get a urgent interdict for the matter to be heard. And, you know, this is not new for like Facebook. Facebook, obviously, as you know, is being taken on for a similar matter or for like similar matters by their own government. In the US, 46 attorney generals have combined a lawsuit for anti-competitive and antitrust behavior against Facebook. And that is not been done many years ago. It was done now on the 9th of December 2020.
Oh, wow.
You know, so
does this signal a shift in what Facebook and who are the owners of WhatsApp are trying to achieve? What do you think lies behind this? Is it unfathomable?
Well, I really don't understand what Facebook is trying to do. Yes, we can understand that there are concerns, you know, that there is, or that they would like to have a directory relationship with governments. One of their requests in their terms of service, which is problematic, is that every government department, every municipality must now have their own WhatsApp number. Now, for us and for government, that is impractical. Just imagine, Howard, you need to have a WhatsApp number for every municipality in this country. We have 257 of them.
Mm,
so
impossible.
When you're moving from the city of Cape Town to Stellenbosch Municipality to Overstrand, just in the Western Cape, imagine to try to connect with your government, you must now have the number of a WhatsApp for every municipality. That's what they're asking for. It's not practical. As a government, has introduced last year the district development model, where it's trying to coordinate all three spheres of government into one to coordinate a lot of these things better so that service delivery can happen a lot smoother. But what Facebook is trying to do is to kind of work in like isolation, have government departments work in isolation. So I'm not sure if they are trying to understand from data point of view, you know, what citizens are doing from an education point of view, from a healthcare point of view, from a social services point of view, and I'm not sure if they're trying to monetize that.
Mm.
Obviously, as you know, there are big concerns around the new privacy laws and terms. And millions of people are moving off WhatsApp because of these concerns about sharing, you know, data with Facebook.
So, well, that's of course the irony of it is that I actually find it quite funny is that GovChat is a significant customer begging to do business with Facebook and WhatsApp, and they say no, actually we can't decide if we want to do business with you, all whilst people are moving off WhatsApp to move to other communication channels. You see all of this happening at the same time. Take us through the Commission and the Competition Board Tribunal. How was that experience for you?
So I think that our legal counsel did a phenomenal job in articulating our proposition. In fact, Howard, in preparing the founding affidavits and supplementary affidavits and our heads of argument, I can tell you that we presented approximately between 500 and 600 pages worth of evidence, you know, compared to Facebook's 40 pages of founding affidavit, which they presented, not responding to one of the allegations that GovChat makes around the anti-competitive behavior. You know, so I think that we've done really, really well in describing how GovChat started, what it seeks to do, and how it really, you know, adds value to millions of South Africans, specifically in this very, very difficult time. We are delighted by the tribunal's interim order that was issued last week, where they've really put the needs of South Africans first in being able to while they are making their decision on whether they're going to investigate this matter further, to allow GovChat on the WhatsApp platform. They have also ordered Facebook not to try to engage with government to try and remove GovChat from WhatsApp. And also, you know what, Facebook Inc. in California has tried very, very hard to get the tribunal to remove Facebook South Africa from the matter, and the tribunal, you know, granted in the favor of GovChat that Facebook South Africa, because their representatives were instrumental in trying to badmouth GovChat at a ministerial level, must be party to this process and will stand as a respondent in this matter. So we are delighted. I will also say, I mean, you know, Facebook's attorney, Jerome Wilson, really tried hard to paint a very different narrative and a very different picture. Mm. But I think if you go to the documentation and the evidence that was presented by GovChat, then Facebook has a lot to answer for, and I think that the tribunal is seriously looking at that evidence and going to make their decision in the next few
So that's what I was going to ask. So right now, where it stands is that an interim interdict has been granted. So GovChat can't be offloaded from WhatsApp communication, but the final decision is yet to be made.
That is correct, Howard.
Okay,
that is
good. Correct. So we will certainly keep an eye on this, and certainly we'll circle back and have a follow-up conversation with you, founder and CEO of GovChat, Eldred Jordan, speaking to us about the GovChat interdict to stop Facebook from removing it from WhatsApp.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.